We're continuing Halacha Gimel, which is about wines mevushel. Last time we spoke out the Rush and some details about that, about why wine that's mevushel is doesn't have a problem with stam yain. Why wouldn't it be stam yain? Today we'll go to the next step of it to talk about the temperature that the juice or wine has to get to in order to be considered mevushel. And then we saw that one more time afterwards to talk about some of the more modern versions of that question. So today we're gonna avoid those modern parts of that question a little bit. We'll talk about some things like that, but not really. Today we're just gonna talk about the temperature in a more theoretical sense. We'll talk about Ramaisa, but in a more theoretical, and then next time, Rinsh Hashem, some of the very practical questions that people have brought up about. Okay. So, I mentioned this time, that there's, in the Rishonim, the Gemara doesn't say what it takes to be Mevushel, for wine to be Mevushel. It just says that Mevushel is Mutar. So, the Rishonim, the Beis Yosef brings different shittas in Rishonim to explain what it means to be Mevushel. One of those shittas is it should be Mishihir Siach, like it says over here in the Shulchan Aruch, Me'emesirkum Mevushel Mishihir Siach Agabi Eish. That's from a raya from Hilch Shabbos, and then others bring it right from in Yerushalmi and Trumas, where you have to be Yismai, maybe Dafsoy or something to that effect. Which of course for Truma that's relevant, because the reason why you're not allowed to cook up the Truma wine is because you lose some of the Truma, that's wasting Truma. Okay, so that's what the shir is over there. So they bring rayas from that to what Mevushel is. They say now, if I just told you that, you would tell me that those are two different things. Those are two different measures of how something has to be. Now, it's not like the same people say both. That one is arrived from the Shabbos, one is arrived from Trumas, and two different things have nothing to do anything to do with Moshe for wine. But you, if you heard both of those things, you would say, oh, those are two different shirim. That's what you would think, okay? But Meshach says that's not true. He says if you look, the Rashi and the Ram bring this, that there's these two different days, and they say that's exactly the same thing. Okay, it's two different measures. Again, it's not, none of those are talking about Mevushel for wine. It's Rias from Truma and from Shabbos. And they said it's really the same thing when you hear Siach.
Talking about wine at least?
Yeah, it's talking about, in Truma it's talking about wine, and on Shabbos, I don't think so. Okay, in Truma, the point is by Truma, you're not going to waste the Truma. Okay, so it's talking about wine. He brings from the Rashi and the Ram, it's the same thing. It's just two different ways of measuring. When it should be Mishir Siach, and when it's Yismar, that's the same thing. Okay, that's what you would say. Okay, but, another thing is, before I tell you the but to that, another thing is that the word, Mishir Siach, Hirsiach, what does it mean? It's Hirsiach. So the Raya, here we're talking about from a number of Achronim who I'm going to mention in a few minutes, a number of contemporary Achronim say the word Mishir Hisiach, like here in the Shulchan, means it becomes Yatzel at this point. Okay? That's partial. And the Raya is from Shabbos, because the Din Hisiach is coming from the Din Hilch Shabbos, and the Hilch Shabbos, making something to be Yatzel at this point, is an Isra Bishl on Shabbos. And that's what it means. So Mishir Hisiach means that all these Achronim who we're going to talk about in a minute agree that the Shulchan says Mishir Hisiach means it should become Yatzel at this point. Okay? The question is, the Shach. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch says Mishir Siach, and the Beis Yosef tells you that Mishir Siach and losing from Midas is the same thing. The question is the Shach. Okay, the Shach says on this Shulchan Aruch, the Shach says is 10 words. The Hainu Sheis Ma'at Midas Siach Idei V'Sicha King Chatzav Rav Moran. Okay, that's what the Shach says. Okay, so now if Yis Ma'at Midas Siach and Mishir Siach are the same thing, why is the Shach bothering to tell us that? What did he add by that? The Shulchan Aruch left it out because there was nothing to say. Because the Shir Mishir Siach and Hirsiach and Yizmat Midas is the same thing. So you don't have to tell me both of them. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch left them out. The Shulchan Aruch didn't have to say both of them because it's the same thing. So it's like saying in Fahrenheit and Celsius. You don't have to tell me both. Tell me one. And I understand they're the same thing. So what's the Shach adding when he tells us this? Okay, so on the one hand, the Shach seems to be telling you that he thinks they're not the same thing. Okay, they're not, which would be the simple reading, that they're not the same shear, and therefore he's telling you, and I want you to do this. He's mentioned that that's the shear for a reason, okay? But there's two reasons to think.
Is there a length of time?
What?
It's like a length of time of how long you have to leave it for.
So we're going to get to that in a second, but the basis, and none of the people until you said anything about that. Nobody said anything about that. You say, she smacked me, does it? And she hears the F. It's the same thing. Okay, so either it's the same thing or it's not the same thing. Okay, so why is the Shach mentioning this? Okay, but
scientifically, is there any reason to think that by bringing something to the outside, that is
I'm going to get to that. Don't be afraid. Okay, so now there's two reasons I think that the Shach agrees with what the Bishayza says, and that's because first of all, the Shach starts off with the word Dahainu. Okay, Dahainu means that is to say. Meaning it's the same. I'm not arguing with you. I'm not saying something different. I'm saying Dahainu. It's the same thing. And also because he ends off with this Ken Kasa Parashim Haran. Okay. The Rajb and the Ram are the ones who say that they're the Rishonim who say that Yismael Mim does say, and Hesiach are the same thing. That's the one who the Jesus brings. So when he says, the Hainu, Yismael Mim does say, can't cause the Rajb and the Ram, the Rajb and the Ram are the ones that the Jesus brought who said that the same thing. Okay, so that's reason to make us think that the Shach is not arguing, although it's odd, why would he mention it, but it makes us think that he's not arguing because he says, can't cause the Rajb and the Ram, and that's exactly the ones who said that it is the same thing. Okay, so no, just I didn't. It's not like he's mentioning a rise from books in some place. That's right here on this din. That's what they're talking about, and they say that it means the same thing. Okay, so in Igros Moshe he says that's what the Shach means. Like the second way I'm telling you that the Shach means to say exactly the same thing as the Mechaber. He agrees that the same thing. Moshe says maybe even the Shach thinks that Yismael Midas is less than Yatzlas. Okay, that's really like you know. Unexpected. Rosh says, that's what the Shach means. He says, the Shach is telling you the same thing as the Mechaber, like the Bezeis have said, that's Mishra Siach, and Yismael Midas, it means the exact same thing. Okay? And Rosh says, and I'll tell you, he says, it's Pashut. Everyone can tell that when you get to be Yad's letters boy, it's Yismael Midas. He says, it's Pashut like that. There's no question like that. And I have another right that it means like that. He says, it's because, I have another right like that. Because, remember, that the Rosh says, we learned this out from Hilchos Shabbos. We learned that from Hilchos Shabbos. Rosh says, well, in Hilchos Shabbos, he says, how hot, I told you a second ago, that if you bring a liquid to Yad's lettuce boy, it's considered mevushel. Rosh says, how much is the maximum that's considered mevushel in Hilchos Shabbos? Rosh says, I'm going to talk about that in a second, just accept it for now. Rosh says, guess what? Once a liquid gets to be Yad's lettuce boy, that's the max for Shabbos. There is no further amount that needs cooking, a type of cooking that can go past there. That's it. Once you hit Yad's lettuce boy, you're finished with all the cooking. So if that's the maximum for Hilchos Shabbos, there is nothing higher than that. There's no such thing as cooking it beyond Yad's lettuce boy. You can make it hotter, but it has nothing to do with the Isser Bishul. He says, there's no Isser Bishul past that, so I'm learning at Stam Yayin from Hilchos Shabbos that the word Mevushel means the same thing. So then, what could it possibly mean? How could it possibly mean, anything higher than that? Okay?
What is water seeing?
You're going to get there. Just be patient. Okay, we're getting to that. Okay, so this true is now, that's what Moshe says. Now, there are truths from Dain Weiss and Rav Lazar, who agree with a lot of the things that Moshe says. I don't believe that they quote him, but they agree with a lot of the things that he says. They say, like I said to you before, that Hirsiach means Yad's Lezis Boy. That's correct. They say the Machaber means only Yad's Lezis Boy also. That's true also. They agree with that thing. Okay, they're even reasonably convinced that the Shach might mean the same thing as the Mechaber, like I just told you. And Rav Asher has an extra reason why Ashkenazim, whatever, not negated to us, extra reason why the Ashkenazim should be Mekel. But in the end, both of them say that you should be Machmir and say that the Shach means a higher temperature, and therefore, when the Shach says that Yismael Midas have their Yisicha, he needs a higher temperature. Okay? Now, I'm going to explain to you in a minute. They don't tell you what that temperature is. They say it has to be to a higher temperature. Okay? Now, we're going to come to now explain what do they mean by this high temperature. But first, I have to just say an interesting raya from Rabbi Shechter. Okay, just, to me, it's an interesting raya. That's what I'm going to mention to you. And that's like this: the Gemara of Avodah Zarah that says that why that's mevushel is mutter. It says like this. Let's look at the Gemara. Yain mevushel, ein mishum nisuch. Okay, right? If yain mevushel doesn't have no isur nisuch, and then the Gemara says, ibayilu. What about, does Yain Mevushel have a din of Gilui to it also? Okay? I told you that doesn't have a problem with Nisuch. What about Gilui? If Gilui means this, that if you leave certain liquids uncovered, a snake might be poisoned into it, and if he does, then so you can't drink it. Okay? So what happens if it's Yain Mevushel? Would that be a problem of Gilui also? We want to say Tashma, that no, Yain Mevushel does not have Gilui to it. Okay? So now, the way the Gemara says it, this is one quote from the Gemara, but the Gemara is back and forth about Yain Mevushel for Stam Yain and for Gilui makes us think that it's the same. The word Yain Mevushel means the same thing for both of them. Okay? Yain Mevushel doesn't have Nisuch, doesn't have Gilui, yes, no, it doesn't have Gilui either. It's a Gemara different shittas. But the word Mevushel means the same thing for all these things. Okay? So now Rishon says, now let's go look at the Rambam in Hilchos Ritzach. Okay? Where it talks about the name of Gilui. So like this, Yain Mevushel, a bunch of things, and and behemishim gilui. Among the other thing qualities it has is and behemishim gilui. Okay, that's what the Gemara said. The Gemara said ibayil does have gilui. The Gemara says no, it doesn't have gilui. Then the Ram says like this: v'yayin remayim v'cholav shayu chamin. They were warm. They were hot. Kos matcha hevel oil mehem and behemishim gilui. While smoke is coming out of them, then there's no gilui either, because he tells you that snakes are afraid of the steam and coming up, and they won't eat it. Which is to say, Rav Shach says, look, yayin mevashel doesn't have gilui. If you mevashel wine and then it cools off, ein behemishim gilui forever. It's never going to have gilui. But there's a different thing. When wine is hot, while it's steaming, there's no problem. If you left it alone for 15 minutes and it was steaming, you don't have to worry that a snake drank out of it. That means it's just during that time, but if it cools off, now we have a problem again. That means there's two things. Mevashel is a higher temperature than just chamin. If it's chamin with hevel coming out of them, that's the temperature that temporarily keeps the snakes away. But, and then mevashel means there's a higher temperature called mevashel. So,
why isn't someone's already cooked one that's in the process being cooked down?
So, because if the second thing is, if it's being cooked,
yeah.
If it's hevel oil mehem is considered, that's mevashel, then it's not a problem just while the hevel is coming out of them. No, yayin mevushel doesn't have gilui.
Right.
Then he continues and he says this. And then there's a lower stage, but it's not mevushel yet. At that point, it temporarily keeps the snakes away. During the time when it's at that hotter temperature, it keeps the snakes away. But if it would cool down, the snakes will come back.
Maybe because mayim mechalav are different than yayin.
That you mean the yayin always has this cooler, and mayim mechalav don't have that thing. Okay. I
talking about bubbling. It's mevushel is bubbling, is it?
Correct. So that means that mevushel means a higher temperature.
Higher temperature than what?
Higher than whatever Hirsiyah means is. The Mishiyah. No, it means that there is vapors coming out of it. It's starting to vapor. Okay, so then Rav Shach was right. It happens to be.
But it's interesting. Why isn't it why even call them Mishiyah also?
I don't remember if in the three
right,
dots.
Right,
the
right.
I don't remember what the three dots say anymore. I'm sorry. Okay, it happens to be.
You could say that if you think a whistle means it has to be for an extended period of time. You cook it up to reach a certain temperature and then it's called a whistle. It has to be maintained at a certain temperature for a certain period of time.
You can say whatever you want. You're saying is that the whistle and having being mavadea and mashke.
Right.
It's not the same thing. It's a higher. There's something more that you have to do for that.
Right.
So they said that supports what these people who want to say what the shock means a higher temperature than just Mishra Hirsiyah. Mishra Hirsiyah has a lower temperature, and there's something beyond it. Okay.
Well, once wine gets to boiling, so what? Who cares if it's higher temperature? So boiling. Boiling is
boiling. It doesn't have to.
Because the word over here, boiling, this doesn't mean boiling.
Mevavuah Mashka is boiling.
Oh, Minahavel.
We would not have. It's just the vapors could get it.
Even if it's not boiling.
Okay, you'll soon see what he means in video. Okay. Because the right here has that, or the yain that's gilui. The Gemara tells us the rules of gilui and of stam yain are the same thing. The Gemara uses the word interchangeably.
You could still see from this Rambam alone, using that logic, that there's a difference between.
Right. So I was about to say is the gilui marshal and simin kuf tezayin, where this din is brought, he points out. Rabbi Shach didn't say this. The Gilui Marshal points out this difference in the Rambam, the difference between Mevushel and a lower temperature. He doesn't say it in your wine. Rabbi Shach is connecting to wine, saying, look, the Gemara says Mevushel for Nisach and wine and Gilui are the same thing. So here we can pull out from this thing over here, that should be the same. Okay. Okay. Not so relevant to what we had, just all right. Okay. So now. Rabbi Shach, what he told us, I told you, he mentions that the shear is, has to be at this point. And Reversion then tells you how much that's lettuce is. Okay, it's odd, just unexpected, if I use the word, unexpected, that in, excuse me, three different shuvas, two of them about Stam Yain and one about something else, he gives different numbers for Yatz lettuce. Okay, so it's just surprising, you don't expect that. He says 160 and 165 and 175. Okay, so he'll read the word, I don't know why. And in practice, the Hashkachos assume like the 175 shear, and they say those who agree, who accept the Ramosha's shear, that it has to be at Tzeladis, but will say that it has to be 175 degrees in Torah to Yom Hashem. Okay?
The Hashkachos assume that for wine or for Lekula also?
Lekula also? What do you mean Lekula also?
No, from Plius and Kalim and whatever.
No, I'm sorry. This is for when you're looking for temperature, it has to reach a certain temperature like Yom Hashem. When you say a blea happens at the other extremes of Yad Tzeladis, where Ramosha himself talks about that, in the same tshuva, they say that Yad Tzeladis is way down there in the 115, 120 kind of a range, way down there. Right. But for this, it's in the area of, the people who follow this assume 175. Okay, now.
Quite hot, right? You should like less than that, right?
Yes. In truth, more than one Posek has told me that's probably in the area of like 145, 150 kind of a temperature. That's what it really is.
145 in Celsius?
I don't know. So your phone knows. Okay. But they told me that it's probably like 145, 150. Right? The test with it, another rise that they think it's more like, that's more the truth. Okay. So now, we now have to understand, the other people don't give a number. The other people don't give a number. They just say it has to be hotter. Okay? So, now I have a question. Before I get to tell you, to help you get to an answer of what that means, what is the temperature looking for, we have a very obvious question. Okay? The question is, Rav Moshe says, which seems straightforward, he says, if it gets to be Yatz Lezboi, he says it's obvious that it's Yismael Mimidasai. Okay? Now, you could tell me he was right or wrong, but it's hard to imagine there's a machlokes. What you mean there's machlokes for the Yismael Mimidasai? Is that Yatz Lezboi, not Yatz Lezboi? So go figure it out. I don't know. It doesn't seem like a logical thing to have a machlokes about. You can argue, you can imagine placing arguing, what did the Shach mean? Did he mean this or did he mean this? But they were talking about a practical thing. Is Yismael Mimidasai the same as Yatz Lezboi or not Yatz Lezboi? Well, what kind of machlokes is going to be about that? So Rav Moshe answers the question. Rav Moshe gives an answer that's a very, if I can use the word, traditional, to answer this kind of a question. How could there be a machlokes and metzias? We're going to have a machlokes and metzias. The answer that he gives it for here, but it's relevant to lots of other places. So he says like this. He says, everyone agrees, like Rav Moshe says, he doesn't use the name, but like Rav Moshe says, that when you hit Yatz Lezboi, it's, you will be mismatched when you do so. The shaila is, do you need to have just any minimal mismayim mimdasai, any tiny amount of vapor escaping means it's less than it was before him, and if any tiny amount, that's what qualifies yismayim mimdasai, in which case yismayim mimdasai, and Yatz Lezboi are the same thing, as we'll see in a second. They're the same thing. Or do you say yismayim mimdasai means that it has to lose a significant amount? It has to be noticeably less than what it used to be. Well, if it has to be noticeably less than it used to be, then it would have to be at a higher temperature. Okay, then it's not going to be the same thing. It only loses a little bit then. You have to get to a higher temperature to get to make it. So the shaila is not whether it's mismayim mimdasai. Everyone agrees that at Yatz Lezboi, this amount comes off, and at a higher temperature, more comes out. But the question is, the machlokes is, how much does he have to get out? And therefore, they're not arguing the metzias part of it. The metzias is what it is. They're arguing on what the din required. What was the yismayim mimdasai? What did it mean?
My new
development
comes out even without any cooking. It's constantly evaporating.
Okay, that's like way, beyond us. You know, that's... Okay, now. What would happen now? So what would happen now if I took... This is what Rabbi Lang was talking about before, and we're going to see more about it in a second. What happens if I took the juice, and I got it to Yatz Lezboi, like Rav Moshe said, and I just told you that Rav Moshe says, and you'll see it in a second live, so to speak, that it's mismayim mimdasai, but Rav Moshe says, but it only mismayim a tiny amount. Okay, so what happens if you keep it at Yatz Lezboi for 2 hours? Okay, what happens if you keep it for a long time? So, even though the rate of coming out is very slow, but if you keep it there for long enough, so then that it will be mismayim mimdasai. If everyone agrees that it's losing at that point, it's just they're not losing enough, and at a higher temperature is a lot, so we're going to see. That's what he just said. Yeah, but that's like 1,000 years from now. Like, you know what I mean? What? Okay. So the.
But is he not that just noticeable, right?
Enough significantly. So the truth is,
Very undefined.
It's undefined. You can see what it is.
Whatever it is. Oh, that's it. You know what I'm saying?
So in the temperatures, I'm sorry that I don't have it for a chart here. I know that you mean the quantity. I know that. I don't have my chart up here, but in my testing, it came out that's like at the higher temperatures, which is what the shear is going to be for the higher people, it has to be like 5 to 8%. Okay, and when they answered Refu, I said, what would you think it means is to be a significant amount is lost? He said you have to be able to notice it, like looking at it. You know, if you looked at it before and you put a line on the cup and you see it later, so he couldn't put a number on it.
What? As soon as it hits that temperature, I mean, how long?
So you'll see. Okay, so like this. You see now. We have some of the people who want to follow the stricter shita, okay, and say that Yismael Mimdasai is not the same thing as Hirsiach. So they say how much is that? So they say, it must be Rishon. Okay, and they say therefore it has to be 212. Okay, or thereabouts. It has to be some kind of very high temperature. Okay? Now, there's two problems, the exact same problem in two different directions with saying that it should just be, make it to be 212. And the problem is like this. Okay? The problem is like this. That when you put alcohol boils, not at 212, alcohol boils at 173. Okay? That alcohol doesn't boil the same thing as water. So what happens is, if you take wine, and you take wine, the boiling point of wine is not 212 degrees. Okay? The wine that's going to be used in the examples we're giving in a second, the blue line is the one that we care about for us, and that is, the wine we care about is going to be at 12.5%. Okay, you're going to have to believe me. Okay, it's 12.5% alcohol, and according to the charts, it'll boil at 197. That means to say is, the water portion would boil 212. The alcohol portion would boil 173. The combination of them together makes it boil at about 197. Okay? So don't worry about the red line. Okay, the blue line is what we care about for now. The boils at 197. So the one side is, you want to say, if you want it to be boiling, if you have wine, wine doesn't boil at 212. Okay? Wine doesn't boil way before 212. Okay? And the opposite extreme is that grape juice doesn't either boil at 212. But it actually boils at above 212. Because it has sugar and it boils at above 212. Okay? So that's the opposite side of the same question. Okay, I'm going to show it to you in a second. Okay, it boils at above 212. So saying that randomly needs to be at Reusim, it could be that's what it has to be. But then Reusim doesn't mean 212. Reusim means is, well, it depends what kind of wine you have. Here's the blue line. The blue line is going to tell you at what kind of wine has to hit what kind of temperature, depending on how much percent of wine you have. So there's nothing wrong with that. But then you have to do that. But that's not how most people... What? No. Nobody in the modern era stands there and waits to see bubbles coming out of the thing. Okay, that doesn't exist. So everyone comes up with a number, and the rabbi tells them this is the number, and the mashiach stands there and says, okay, when you hit this number, now it's good enough. Okay, someone looks at a chart, and when it hits that number, it's good enough. Okay, so if that's true, then if you want to say it has to hit the mamash to boiling, then the number's going to have to be, look at your chart. For grape juice, it's going to be 214, you'll see in a second. And for wine, it's going to depend on how much alcohol there is. Someone's going to be sitting there making a cheshbon how hot it has to get. Yeah, potentially, it could be more or less, give or take. Sea level, we have all kinds of things to think about. Okay, so now, but let's do some fun things while we wait. Try to get a better answer, better shot. That's like this. Okay, this is grape juice. Okay, on the left side, you see grape juice at 165. The thermometer on the left side, you see the thermometer in the picture on the left side? So there's a set point, it's 212, it's stuck with that, and it's at 165. This is repeating itself, it's not going on and on. You're seeing the same thing.
Is this
the same? What? Yeah, of course. You're seeing it repeat itself, okay? So what you're seeing here, what you're seeing here is, it's at Gatsal at this point. Here, Rich says it. And actually, the truth that says that it's always, Yismach Mimdasai, when he says 165. So here's 165, and it's being Yismach Mimdasai. Okay, you see the vapors are coming out of it. Okay, the same ones keep coming again and again. Okay, you see the vapors are coming out of it because it's being Yismach Mimdasai. What I call it, 10 wisps. Okay, nobody looking at that would say it's boiling. Okay, I call this level wisps. When we get to Hagel's camels, we call, have a name for it. We call it wisps. Okay, just like these little vapors are coming out of this thing. Okay, so it's Yismach Mimdasai. You understand that someone looking at that, or a Vosna says, that it's not losing significant amounts like that. Okay? It's a tiny bit that's coming out of it, okay?
And also might be losing grape juice and wine.
Now, but for wine, I don't have a picture of that, okay?
This is grape juice.
The left side is grape juice, and the right side is going to be wine.
There'll be more.
So, right, but for wine, when I was doing wine, it probably had to do with the quality of the photography that was being done, that I couldn't get a match for this in wine. I tried, but I couldn't get a match in that in wine, okay? Okay, so now let's go to this.
Maybe alcohol doesn't...
Okay. Did I miss one? Sorry. Okay. Okay. This is one. This is
194.
Why are we missing something? Okay. So here we have the. What happened? Sorry, guys. Okay. There's more words. I don't know why this is not playing. Okay. Anyhow, let's skip this one. Okay. Now we have the grape juice. Is at 201. Okay. The grape juice is starting to boil, okay? That one was just waiting because I didn't press the next button on it, okay? The grape is starting to boil, and in my Hashara, the wine is holding at about the same place at 187 degrees, okay? Which is not surprising to us. Okay? He's moving back and forth because it's repeating itself, okay? So it's not surprising to us because I told you the boiling point of them is not the same, okay? So the grape juice at 201 degrees is, we'll say it's considered to be boiled, they're roughly at the same place. Okay, boiling-wise, you know, you're starting to see the bubbles coming up. This is at 187, that's 201 degrees. Okay, and then, And then, why is that one not playing? Okay, the boiler is even stronger now. The grape juice is at 210, and the wine is at 196. And you see the wine looks like even a little ahead of it. It's 196 degrees. And the boiling point is like, I told you, that this wine, you believe me, is 12.5%. At 197 is its boiling point, okay? So look what's going on here, okay? And now, at the highest we could get it, or the highest for now that we could get it was, the grape juice at 214 is at a very serious boil, okay? It's not a video, that's just a picture. And the wine is going strong like that, okay? At 199 degrees, okay? Okay.
The numbers aren't exact, right?
What do you mean the numbers aren't exact?
Yeah, it has to do with atmospheric pressure also.
That's with lots of things, okay? And this is going on in my kitchen with my one of my toy thermometers and like that.
You have to point at much lower temperature getting the thing.
Right. The point here is, like as we expect, the wine boiled way below what the grape juice does. The grape juice is even above.
Why are you calling one of the first pictures you showed where the grape juice was much lower than that and it was already starting to bubble? That's not called boiling.
So it is. It's a question. This is what you call like a rolling boil. You've got a full, complete boil, which is similar sort of to this. Okay, and before it's sort of boiling, you know. But this I would say is that it's at its boiling point. The whole thing is boiling. Okay, and before some of it was boiling. Okay, now. So there's a different way to look at this. Okay, until now I told you that people look at it in a sort of like a. With that, an answer to say, well, it's got to be to a higher temperature. The higher temperature is completely boiled. So, here's another way to look at it. And that is like this. The Rush said that in order to be mevushel, we're going to learn out what the word mevushel means. We're going to figure that out from Hilchos Shabbos. Okay. So now, in Hilchos Shabbos, what Moshe said is, boiling water, the max is Yatzel Etzvay. Okay, but in fact, not everybody agrees that. Okay? Not everybody agrees that. A number of them do not agree with that. And they say the following. What happens if you take a food, not a liquid, a food, a potato, and you take a raw potato and you stick it into the oven on Shabbos? So when it gets to be Machal Ben Jusoy, when it's past to be edible, you earn from Bishol. You move on so that potato to get it from raw to being passively edible. Then the Bir Halacha has a shiloh. What happens if you then take it from being Kamachal Ben Jusoy to be completely cooked? So, and the Bir Halacha is machmir that it's considered a second bishul. You will mavash it further by taking it from Kamach Ben Jusoy to be Mavash Kotzorka. Okay, the Bir Halacha is machmir right there. So now, what happens if you do the same thing with a liquid? You bring the liquid to Yatzel Etzvay, that's like Kamach Ben Jusoy. Okay, you bring it to the minimal, your urban is a bishul. What happens if you take it from there further and you make it hotter than that thing? So Ramosha is vehicle. Ramosha says, no such thing. There's nothing, no difference. Once it's Kamach Ben Jusoy, that's it. You're finished. There's no further bishul to do if you go past that. A number of Achorinim don't agree with that. Okay? That's not for today. There's a bunch of Hilchos Shabbos things in here that I'm going to pull off, so I do separately. Okay? It's not for today. A number of Achorinim disagree. And one of them who gives an example of that, one of the people who wants to explain what that means, what does it mean? I'm not talking about why it's Isser Bishul. He says the following. There's a nafkamina to the fact that it's Isser Bishul, a nafkamina that applies to many people. And nafkamina is like this. Okay, this is from Simcha Bum Kohn in the Shabbos home. Shabbos?
Kitchen.
Sorry, Shabbos kitchen. Okay, he says the following. He says, let's say I have a chont, and the chont is drying out. Shabbos morning, my chont is drying out, and I want to get water to it. So what do I do is, I can't put cold water, because that would be Isser Bishul. So I want to get hot water. So I go to the urn, and my urn has hot water in it. So, what's wrong? I go to the urn that has hot water in it, and I take some water from there and I pour it into the chont. Okay, so I have to meet all the conditions of chazara. That's not for today. I meet all the conditions of chazara. I can pour the water into the chont. He says, wait a second. The water in your urn only got to, let's say, 190, 195, 200 degrees. That water in the urn didn't get to be roasted. He says, so now if you take that water that was only, let's say, 195 degrees, you take that water out of the urn, and you pour it into your chont, what's going to happen in the chont pot is going to get to be roisin. So there's a number of Achronim saying, not like a Moshe, these Achronim say that it's usher to take water from Yad's leather point to be roisin, and that's exactly what you're doing. You're taking water from the urn that's 195, not at boiling yet, and you pour it into the chont where it's going to become roisin. He says, you're not allowed to do that. Okay, that's what he says. That's what Rav Moon comes says, you're not allowed to do that. In fact, a number of contemporary Achronim agree with what Rav Moon Kohn says. Okay? But on Rabbi Langish directed me. On the side, in the Kirtle, on their copy of Shabbos kitchen. Okay, this is what it says on the side of the packet. This is Rabbi Zucker. Okay, this is Rabbi Zucker. Okay, for those of you who can't read his scribble, it says like this. Okay, he says yeah. He says I don't agree with it. He says go look in the sefer called Mor HaShabbos. Okay, go to sefer Mor HaShabbos, and you'll see that in the sefer Mor HaShabbos, the answer sums down this question. Okay, in fact, the author of Mor HaShabbos is this question to many people. Okay. And he is this shout to Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah says that it's not true. Okay, even though you could get water to up to 212, he says that's not Mevusha Kotzarka. Mevusha Kotzarka means is to the point that people would, the max that people would consider edible. Okay, what do people want their water to be, when they, or their soup to be, or their hot cocoa to be, when they want to drink it? He says, so Moshe's drinking a coffee over here. He's not drinking his coffee at 212. Okay, he didn't make it to 212. He didn't make it, yeah, so let us point. That's questionable.
Official is not together.
So in Kamayach Ben Dushay, it has to be edible, that's considered official. Kamayach Ben Dushay. But then there's a higher level, which is, that's what the Be'alach looks at, there's a higher level when it's fully cooked. So in a potato, we know what it means fully cooked. He says, but in a liquid, fully cooked means taking it from passably edible, meaning cold coffee doesn't taste very good. So you have to get to be actual at this point, to be passably acceptable. But then there's a higher temperature that's considered to be as hot as anybody would want it to be.
But to be mamash with something cold sarcho, you're doing it hotter than you're going to actually eat it.
Because? But you're not cooking it. No, it doesn't need heat in order to make it more palatable. It just needs, because in coffee, the hotter the water doesn't make it more cooked. It just makes it taste better. You like the hot temperature. When you take soup out of the refrigerator, you want to heat it to a certain temperature because you like it at a certain temperature. You don't want to eat cold soup, you want to eat hot soup.
But I'm making a chunk, I'm making it hotter than I heat it
in order to prepare it. In order to get it more edible. To make it more edible. Because it does more cooking to the food. Okay, so it's a fair question, but in plain liquids, he says that the Moshe Katsarka means is, Moshe Katsarka doesn't need to be Reuskin, Moshe Katsarka needs to be, so Rabbi Zucker said, in here he didn't write it, but he other people told him, and he confirmed that he thinks it's 190, and Rabbi Felder in Lakewood said 185 degrees.
That's true, that's the thing.
185 degrees, now, so I did lots of testing for that. That also didn't make it onto the chart, I'm sorry. But that did
work. That's the first time, right?
Yeah, so what it is testing to see is, well, what do people consider to be, what do the guys who make the urns and the people who drink the coffee consider to be edible? Okay, so a little bit, it's a generational thing, which is to say is, when Rabbi Zucker wrote this on the side of the thing, the kernel's urn, and the kernel's still, the instant hot water is like 190 degrees. No, but now the more modern one, like the kernel's new urn, okay, the one they use on Shabbos now, and other people's, the more modern ones go to like 200 degrees. Okay, where Rabbi Zucker scribbled this, the coil had a simpler urn.
They almost turn when they first put in the water, they boil up, and then they make.
So that's generational. That's generational. You think that's what happens because that's what the urns that you're used to, but the urns that Rabbi Zucker looked at did not used to do that. Urns 10 years ago did not. Rabbi Zucker, I'm talking Rabbi Zucker now. Urns from 10 years ago didn't do. They didn't bring it to a boil and then let it cool down. They didn't do that. Okay. They just brought it to 160 degrees and then they stopped. They just stopped at that point. They just turned themselves away. And it's logical because when you make it really hot, you boil the water out. You're wasting energy for nothing. Okay. And the truth is, I'm not telling you now, I'm going to do this as a separate thing, I think, once. That has to do with the Iglei Tal. This whole thing starts from an Iglei Tal who talks about this kind of a shayla. So we'll put that on the side. That has to do with the shayla. But when Rabbi Zucker wrote this, or 10 years ago, that was the right thing to say. Now, maybe someone looking would say, nah, that's to be 200 degrees. But anyhow, Rabbi Zucker and Felder said the same thing.
He did,
but I asked him. The people have prepped me that he did. I'm not such a bucky.
That's timeless.
I'm not such a bucky.
So
in the scribbles.
That's timeless.
Right, but I
tell you what,
I'm not a bucky in every scribble in the Kollel Svarim. Other people were. Now they tell me what they told me Chappu was on. They said, yeah, that's not Chappu, whatever. They knew exactly where to find it. So other people were like, you know, but they told me he was going to say 190, which I asked him, what did he think? And he said 190. So that is to say is, so if the people will be machmir, okay, I want to say is, it's not enough to get it, you need to be Yismach Mimidase, which means is, Ramosha says, and that means is the max for Shabbos. Now, from Ramosha's perspective, the max for Shabbos is Yatz Lezboi. So he says that's a riot to him. But others might look at it and say, the max for Shabbos is, some people think 212, but others, like this, say the max is just, let's say 190 degrees. Okay, now it happens to be, so we're thinking, according to them, that would explain to us that the shear would be a lower amount, like 190-ish area, and it would explain to us this mysterious shear that the you may know that the Tzelem Rav, just hashgacha on Kedem, the original, the earlier Tzelem Rav, set up that the shear should be 190. Okay, now they do like 200. But the shear at 190, okay? And so far, he has printed tshuvas, and I don't see any of them tshuvas about this topic, and I haven't yet found someone who could explain to me why he said 190. Okay, but now we found some kind of a possible hesber for it. Okay, why would he come, where did the number 190 come from? Where did that come from that he should say it has to be 190? What is that? What, if not, what is it? And if not, yes, let's go. What was 190? Okay, so this is a possible hesber for why the shear should be 190. Now you should just know, just for your curiosity, that we'll talk about that when we do it separately, is that this person from Rosh Shabbos asked the shadow to a number of people, okay, and the other people who he asked the shadow to, at least two other people that we know of that he asked the shadow to said, no, it has to be person for Shabbos, it has to be person, and even Rosh Hashanah, it's not so clear that he really agreed to. Rabbi Rizuk is reading it a certain way, okay, it's not so clear. He said to Rosh Hashanah, he says, isn't it true that you told me that it just has to get to the amount that people were drinking that, and Rosh Hashanah said, like, he gave a very unusual answer. It was like something like, make sure it's Yatzel Edzbay. It's like a very non-strong answer to...
So there's not way to say the job.
What do you say?
There's not way to say the
job. No, so Rabbi Zucker said you could. So if you have, go to Rabbi Zucker, and he'll tell you that. Or if you don't like it, go to Rabbi Zucker, and he'll tell you. And Ramesh, for sure. Ramesh said that's the Yatzel Edzbay.
Right?
I could not find the Ravider. I couldn't find the Ravider. I looked, I figured it for Ramesh. Oh, Ramesh, no. Ramesh said he wants to be Yatzel Edzbay. So Ravider for sure called him. Okay? He would never. Okay. So let me, give me a minute. I'm going to say one other part, just to finish up. Okay, the I told you that the Machmirim say that there's not only does it have to be Yatzel Edzbay, but it has to be also Yismach Mimdasi. Okay, so both Rav Vosser and Dain Weiss which talk about the exact same child, and that is, what happens if someone is taking concentrated grape juice, and they're concentrating it under vacuum? Okay, that means to say is, when you put something into a vacuum, the boiling point is lowered. Okay, I once stood next to a machine that was concentrating actually grape juice or apple juice, I forgot which one it was, and it was under vacuum. Okay, it was, if I remember, it was 70 degrees Fahrenheit, which means when you touched it on your hand, it was cold, and it was bubbling furiously. Because when it's under vacuum, the boiling point is low. The boiling point can go as low as 32 degrees. Okay, so you put your hand on it, it was ice, it was cold, because it was 70 degrees, but it was boiling furiously. Okay. Not into the water. You couldn't put your pig into the water. Yeah, on the outside, and it was cold. Okay, but it was boiling furious, and the reason, and that's exactly why they do it, because temperature is what ruins the taste. Okay, so if you want to make something concentrated, you want to get the water out of it. You if you do that at a high temperature, you're going to ruin the taste also. So they do it at a low temperature. They put it into a vacuum and do it at a low temperature. So both Rav Vosser and Dain Weiss said, if you do that, it's considered mavushal. They said because he hit both points. You got it to be. Here's CF, not at 70 degrees. If you got it to be Yatzel Edzbay, it was here CF, and it was Yismach Mimdasi. Now, you use a trick to get it to be Yismach Mimdasi, but there'll be different. Lamai said it was Yismach Mimdasi. Okay, now the Chiddush here, of course, is that usually we think of Yismach Mimdasi means that you ruined it, that you heated it up so much that you ruined the taste of it. Okay, so here they tricked it, that they, Badafka did not ruin the taste of it, but that both of them say, yeah, listen, you checked off all the boxes. Was it your CF? Yes. Was it your Yismach Mimdasi? Yes. Even though you used a trick to do that. You didn't really be Yismach Mimdasi in the traditional...
You mean that it's you could actually stick your hand in the boiling water? Or?
Yeah, well, you can't. If you suck your hand, you break the vacuum. But yes, the thing was cold. It's 70 degrees. 70 degrees on a thermometer, it's 70 degrees. Like if you touch something else at 70 degrees, that's exactly what it was. But it's boiling away. Okay, that seems odd, but that's just like, that's just what the boiling point is lower. Okay, lower the boiling point. Okay.
Why should that be a barometer in cooking, though?
You would think that you should look at it to see cook means as in temperature is what ruins the taste. You would have thought that. I would have thought they would say. Because why should you need to be Mismayim Mimdasi? What's the magic of being Mismayim? So in Hilchos Trumas, we know why you need Mismayim Mimdasi. Because then the answer is, don't waste Truma. So then what we care about is, did you waste it by boiling some of it out? Instead of 6 ounces, now you have 5 ounces. We get that. What?
There's no shame in Wushalot. Nobody's saying you bishul it.
So you say, not for Hilchos Shabbos, it shouldn't be bishul. So they say, well, you get your CF. Good. You check it off. Yes, I did that. And you say, but that means my...
So how can you write anything with Wushalot?
So they both say that they would be happy. I was surprised by that. Okay. Okay. Now, there's another.
No.
Another application that they didn't talk about.
How to cook a chicken?
It would not. It would not cook one bit. It would be raw when it came out. Okay. Heat is what cooks things. Not bubbles. The bubble is a trick. You're getting the vapor out of it without making it hot. It's a trick, but it's not making it cooked. Just if you put it,
if you have
right,
the mountains,
if you put it
in the mountain, it takes much longer.
They can boil the water out. It's getting the water out. It's not
longer.
Not going to taste it.
The water doesn't get as hot.
Right. If you put a chicken in there, it would not cook. It would still be raw.
Let's say 190, it's already bubbling.
Okay, so
No.
That's only because you went to Tibet, you know. But if you go like to Denver, it's like 205 degrees, you know. You have to 190, you have to like bounce like to Tibet, you know what I mean? But you go to Denver. Both of us and direct. Both the people who are machmer on the shayla, both of us are saying you have to do like the shah said to make it even hotter. Then they both say they both about the same shayla. If I remember, it was not the same person after both, but the same shayla about what happens if it's concentrated, and they both very happy with it. I was surprised. Okay, now one other example that's more lemaisa. Okay, so now, the other thing is, you do need brandy. Okay, brandy, I'll remind you, is you take wine. The wine is, let's say, our example, 12.5%. And what you want to do is you want to make it to 40%. How are you going to make 12.5% to 40%? Here, instead of boiling out the water, you boil out the alcohol. Okay, I told you, alcohol boils at 173. So you make the water to 185, let's say. You make it to 185 degrees. The alcohol boils out. The water stays put, or most of the water stays put. The alcohol boils out. And then you capture that alcohol. You make sure what goes out in the pipe, and on the other end, it cools down, and it drips into a container, and now you have concentrated. Instead of being 12% alcohol, now it's 40% alcohol, 60, whatever percent you want. That's how you make brandy. So that's another example where it might not hit the temperature that we're looking for of whatever the official temperature is we're going to say for the machmirim to say that in order to be considered mevushel. But it's another example of their concentrate over here. That's essentially what it is. It was hirsiach. It got over yatsa. That's why it's got to be. Because it's got to be at least 173 to get the alcohol out. So it's over. It's hirsiach. You got to be yatsa at this point. And was it yismachmirim dasmai? Of course it was yismachmirim. There's a whole container full of water. It was yismachmirim. Okay, the amount that came off was yismachmirim. So, of course, if the guy touched the wine before they made the brandy, that would be hopeless. Okay, it's too late, it's trade. But if they made the brandy with kosher wine, then once they made it, then according to at least the way Rav Osner and Daimice are saying, then it's going to be more to according to everybody. Because it was hirsiach, got the answer, but it was yismachmirim dasmai, obviously, that's what turned into brandy, so they would both be mikkel in that kind
of thing. Drink the flavor of the wine that wasn't yismachmirim dasmai.
Yes, yeah, that's what you drink. You don't usually capture the vapors. Oh, I mean, that vapor,
yeah.
Of course you could. So it's all mevushel, mevushel, mevushel.
So
mevushel, mevushel. Okay, so now, I told you we have one more time to talk about. So far, now we talk about, if I could use the word theoretical, or much gave a shear, we'll say 175 degrees. Some people might think the temperature is like a boiling temperature, and more accepted is that the temperature is in the area of 190 degrees. But next time we have some practical sides of how we do it.